During winter, every living thing, including brown recluse spiders, is searching for warm shelter from the cold. Drawn to clutter, closets, and complex storage environments, the spiders actually try to stay away from humans. Because brown recluse spiders are not aggressive, most bites happen by accident, according to Mizzou entomology expert Richard Hausman. If a brown recluse spider is spotted in your home, Hausman recommends checking clothing, shoes, and bedding before each use.
Because they're so reclusive, most of the bites occur accidentally and occur when a human puts on a jacket or a piece of clothing that has a spider inside of it and that spider's trapped against their skin. Or when they're sleeping and the spider is walking across the bed and they roll over onto the spider will bite in defense. When you do get a spider bite, there are three things we recommend. First, you wash the side of the bite. Second, you apply a cold compress of some sort. And third, you apply a general antibiotic.
Hausman also says that an individual should try to capture the spider and see a doctor as soon as possible so the bite can be confirmed as a brown recluse bite. The hemotoxin that's injected produces a blister that turns black and sloughs off within 24 hours, leaving an open wound that takes 6 to 8 weeks to heal. In very rare cases, the bite may lead to a fever, rash, vomiting, coma, and even death. The brown recluse spider likes to make its winter home in areas where items are stored for long periods of time. Minimizing clutter and sealing boxes can reduce the chance of a large brown recluse population. I'm Christian Basie with a Mizzou Spotlight on Science. Visit Missouri.edu to learn more about your flagship university, providing solutions for our future since 1839.